Happy Friday. Time for a drink.
Bill Schroe has a bottle that he may or may not open for happy hour.
It has a very clear label. It says Lennox Madeira, Robert Lennox of Philadelphia, and it has a date saying bottled 1796.
You heard that right, 1796.
This bottle of fortified Portuguese wine is 221 years old. Three cases of the wine were discovered in an old house on the campus of Kane University in New Jersey.
That house was once owned by John Kane, a revolutionary patriot. His descendants lived in the house for generations before it became Liberty Hall Museum.
So we have a very large historic house. It has 50 rooms and lots of stuff in it.
That's Bill Schroe again. He works at the museum. He says museum staff have been going room to room, renovating and repairing the house, and last year they took on the wine cellar.
All the bottles off the shelves, all the cases, all the shelving, we repainted, we fixed a lot of the woodwork, but then we discovered that some of the cases were still nailed shut. And that's when we found the discovery of the Madeira from 1796.
Madeira is kind of like sherry, and it was a favorite of the upper class back in the 1700s. It apparently was even used to toast the Declaration of Independence. The Portuguese wine was imported because there weren't any vineyards yet in colonial America. It's a hearty wine that made the trip better than other varieties.
And how it came over in large barrels or large glass jars called demijohns, which were great ballast on the bottom of ships. And then you basically bottled it yourself once it got here.
This wine was imported and bottled by Robert Lennox, a banker and financier in Philadelphia, and then it was sold to the well-to-do Kane family.
John Kane's widow, her name was Susan Kane, she purchased the wine to celebrate the election of John Adams as our second president.
And now that we are under our 45th president, the bottles are back on the table. Well, maybe. That's up to John Kane's descendants.
We have not opened a bottle yet. That's really up to Mr. John Kane, who's the owner of the bottles. I'm hoping he opens a bottle, but we haven't opened a bottle yet. And it could still be good. We don't know. From the research that we've done, as long as the wax seal, because these are all wax sealed as well as corked, is not broken, there's a good chance that it still might be a decent tasting Madeira.
If Bill Schroe does open a bottle, we'll look forward to hearing how it tastes.